The World Bank and International Monetary Fund held their annual meetings late last month in Washington, D.C. Each year, when these groups get together, they're met with loud opposition from anti-globalization demonstrators and anti-capitalists from all around. This year was no different. It's widely held that demonstrations like this don't get fair representation in the mainstream press. As a media activist with the Independent Media Center, I went to D.C. the last weekend of September to document the actions of a group of about 60 Pittsburghers who traveled there with the Pittsburgh Organizing Group. Many others from the area went that weekend separately, in cars or on bikes. The World Bank and IMF are two global organizations whose supposed purpose is to foster growth and development in the Global South. Time and again, it's been proven that the approaches these groups use are ineffective and end up hurting the countries they claim to help, all the while helping spread global capitalism and benefiting the global north. Friday's event was Build the People Strike, a set of autonomous actions by small groups called affinity groups, with the goal of shutting down the business day in D.C. The People Strike was loosely organized by the D.C. Anti-Capitalist Convergence. The Pittsburghers' role in the strike was to block the intersection at Constitution and 4th Street. The group arrived at the intersection a few minutes before 8 o'clock on the morning of the 27th, blocking traffic and calling attention to their cause.
My name is George. I'm here because these multinational corporations are exploiting labor and the environment all over the planet, and no one's standing up for it because they don't necessarily have the rights for it, but the only way we can take it back is not through court systems, it is through people standing up and saying we have had enough and that they are accountable.
The activists sat in the intersection. Some brought traffic cones from a nearby parking lot. A few put up caution tape spanning the intersection.
Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people don't.
Within about 3 minutes, police showed up to the intersection. Protesters were faced with the choice, move on or go to jail.
Anybody that's not back up on the sidewalk is in the street will be arrested. You're in the street, you will be arrested.
Anybody? Realizing that they couldn't hold the intersection much longer anyway because of its size, the group decided to move on, not leaving the street, but marching instead of sitting. The marchers moved through the streets, chanting slogans and attracting a growing number of police on bikes and motorcycles.
What do we want?
Equality!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Equality!
When do we want it?
Now!
After several blocks, the group realized that they didn't need to be marching in the street to disrupt the city. The police were taking care of that for them. The protesters moved onto the sidewalk, letting the police block the streets ahead of them.
Police are blocking traffic!
Police are blocking traffic!
Police are blocking traffic!
In the intersection, most of the reaction had been horn blasts from commuters. But as they moved along the streets and sidewalks, the demonstrators were given their fair share of smiles and high fives from D.C. residents. As we got up to G Street, some demonstrators from another group tipped the Pittsburgh group off.
The kids got nailed down there.
Kids got arrested down the street.
The group started down the opposite direction, but was met by a police blockade there, and turned back toward where the others had been arrested. We were cornered there by police. As an independent reporter, I'm not credentialed by the city. So when the demonstrators are detained, so am I.
We're being pushed up against the wall, on the sidewalk, by a police officer.
Are we being detained?
We're not being detained. It is our right to walk.
It's
our sidewalk.
We're just on the sidewalk. We're peaceful. We're doing this for D.C. too.
We're not being detained, it is our right to walk.
If we're not being detained, it is our right to walk.
After about a minute, the police backed off, but in letting the group go, they also split it up. The group was not permitted to go any further up the sidewalk. I carried on with about 25 members of the group going in the other direction. Once again, the marchers moved down the sidewalks, this time with less police supervision. New demonstrators who had been cut off from their groups joined the Pittsburgh group. On 12th Street, two blocks from Pennsylvania Avenue, the police presence suddenly grew again. Before we knew it, we were surrounded and being pushed into another wall.
Stand
police removed our book bags and demanded that we show identification. Some of the group began addressing the mainstream reporters across the street and anyone else who might listen.
This is illegal, but it's really no surprise.
Why are we being detained?
Otherwise,
it is our right.
It is our right to walk away. We're doing this for DC too.
We are peaceful and civil.
We're walking on the sidewalk.
I tried several times to ask the officers why we were being held on the sidewalk.
Sir, I'm a reporter from the Independent Media Center. Could you tell me why this is happening? Why the people are being detained? Why we have to show identification for walking on the sidewalk?
You have an idea, you, sir?
No, I don't. Sorry.
At this point, I shut off my recorder and handed it off to another IMC reporter who had been let go after showing ID. After about 5 minutes of unlawful detention, we were released by the police. We decided that the best thing to do at this point would be to head for Freedom Plaza in Pershing Park, where there was a drum jam scheduled. We marched along the sidewalk, followed by police, and were corralled into the park, presumably a safe place. I ran into a member of the Pittsburgh organizing group who let us know what was going on across the park.
Well, the shame before is because they were running motorcycles into people on bikes and people weren't running slow enough or walking fast enough. So that was that. Now we're just trapped.
Since we were basically stuck, we assumed temporarily, we headed toward the plaza to watch the drum jam. Soon enough, we found out that it wasn't so temporary.
It's about 9:35. We're in the park in Pennsylvania Avenue. The cops have the drum jam sort of surrounded. They're not letting anyone out.
Cops on horses, cops on motorcycles, cops in riot gear blocked every exit from the park. Pennsylvania Avenue was closed from 14th Street to 15th Street. Supporters began to show up across the street from the park.
Yo, people in D.C. and have a phone. Give them a call. Tell them to come here. We need support outside of this fence.
Some people said we would be let out soon in ones and twos. It never happened. Soon we got word via someone's cellular phone that Chief Ramsey had just been on television and that the situation at Freedom Plaza would soon be resolved with arrests. We could barely believe it. There were 600 of us in the park.
Let us go! Let us go! Let us go! Let us go!
As the police moved in to begin making arrests, lots of frantic cell phone calls were made.
Want to exit peacefully. Yeah, I mean, they've been holding us here for
When the arrests began, the mainstream credentialed press, who had been milling about the park with us, were permitted to leave.
Rest, please stay.
The cops were now calling for those who would be voluntarily arrested. They assured us that if you didn't volunteer, you'd end up in the same place anyhow.
There's cops all around us. They've pushed us in and pushed us in and pushed us in.
Legal observers from the National Lawyers Guild and the Justice and Solidarity Collective made sure everyone had the legal hotline number set up for demonstrators written on their arms so they could call from jail. No one knew what the charges were. Everyone wanted to leave, but we began to surrender ourselves to the inevitable.
We would like not to be arrested when we leave the park peacefully.
See people from Pittsburgh being arrested right now.
All 649 of us went to jail that day. We were shipped off in Metro buses marked special, and later in the afternoon, it was decided that we would be charged with failure to obey a lawful order to disperse. None of us had heard such an order, and in fact, throughout the morning, we had been trying to leave the park. Jail was another story for another day. If you'd like to read my account of the time I spent incarcerated, go to the Pittsburgh IMC's website, www.indiepgh.org, or you can read others' accounts at dc.indiemedia.org. The last of us to leave jail after giving our names left Saturday evening around 8 o'clock. I was part of about 40 people whose charges were dropped because the judge hearing our arraignments was tired of watching the police goof up the paperwork. A class action suit against the DC Metro Police for unlawful arrest is being discussed by the DC ACLU.
Police at the
guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelation, the next generation will be here. From Genesis to Revelation.